is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More Americans will feel extreme heat this week as a dangerous heat wave heads east.
The National Weather Service says this will be the first significant heat wave of the season, with the hottest temperatures of the summer set to hit the Midwest, Great Lakes, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic.
This is extremely hot for June.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says temps will be in the low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday. Then
we expect to hit a peak heat on Thursday and Friday, with the heat index possibly reaching 99 degrees.
And 22 million Americans will feel temps above 100. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The so-called Post Fire has now burned about 16,000 acres near Los Angeles, making it the biggest wildfire in the state so far this year. CBS's Carter Evans is in Gorman.
The wind is the big problem right now. It's probably gusting 20, 25 miles an hour, enough to blow my hat off and enough to fan the flames when they get going. Good news is it's a lot cooler today, so that's helping keep these flames down a little bit.
More than 300 firefighters are working to contain it. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the war cabinet he once relied on to make key decisions in Gaza following last week's resignation of Benny Gantz. BBC reporter John Donison has more now from Jerusalem.
There will be more decision-making in the hands of Netanyahu and a small group of ministers and allies, but increasingly he looks very much an isolated figure politically.
An analyst believes the move allows Netanyahu to sidestep demands from far-right officials. Meantime, international tensions are rising over news that China now has nuclear warheads on standby. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The world's nine nations that have nuclear weapons continue to modernize their stockpiles as they deepen their reliance on the weapons as a deterrent. That's according to a Swedish think tank, which says we haven't seen nuclear weapons play such a prominent role in international relations since the Cold War.
A first in the nation today in Maryland, where Governor Wes Moore issued a sweeping pardon of more than 175,000 marijuana convictions.
We cannot celebrate the benefits of legalization if we do not address the consequences of criminalization.
The governor cited continued barriers to housing and jobs based on convictions for drugs that are now legal.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber's former manager, Scooter Braun, says he's retiring as a music manager after 23 years in the business. He famously managed Bieber and Ariana Grande, both of whom dropped him 2 years ago. Braun also took a huge career hit after buying the rights to Taylor Swift's music back in 2018. She's since re-recorded most of those albums. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Police Department is warning about potential delays and parking restrictions in downtown tomorrow. They put out a traffic advisory for President Trump's rally. Doors at the event open at 11. Faulty equipment will postpone installing temporary speed humps in Racine on Republic Avenue and Lutke Avenue. The city says the product defect causing the delay won't incur extra costs. The Racine bus system has seen a 40% increase in riders. Over 1 million rides were given on the ride system last year. It's hot now, but Kenosha pools don't open until tomorrow. The pool season launches at Washington Park. Due to the lack of lifeguards, the pools at Washington and Anderson have operated on alternating schedules. The beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties are looking good. Websites listing beach conditions have a go for North Beach, Zoo Beach, and almost every western Kenosha County beach. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the eighth time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the sixth to take the lead on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. He is watching. This one is back. And the Brewers take the lead.
Really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me. And, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willie Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81. Right now, it's 93.
Hits on WRJN. Steamy hot Monday. Chris Morrow in for Kurt Volman. Things will cool off by Thursday, but for now, sit on the dock to cool down.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia
gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street. Chicago, down in New Orleans.
It's the Spinners. Could it be? I'm Falling in Love as we bring you local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Kurt Vollmann is off on his summer cruise this week. I'm Chris Morrow. Get to fill in. Looking forward to heading to downtown Racine again for music and fun as Music on the Monument starts up again Friday, June 28th. First up this year, it's the Stoned Blues Band. There's tables and chairs down there. Bring your own chair or blanket. And, of course, enjoy what our downtown restaurants and establishments have to offer. They'll be open for food and drink as you feel the rhythm and let loose a little music on the monument starting on the 28th. Find out more by going to the Downtown Racine website. It's racinedowntown.com.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Say that you love me.
On WRJN with the Kinks and Chris Morrow. And for Kurt Vollman today, local news coming up here in just a sec. Also, the all-important forecast. Going to be hot and steamy for a couple of days. No real threat of severe weather today, but that may change a little bit tomorrow and before things cool down. We'll get that full forecast along with this news update here on WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those wind and solar farms often go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Republicans are turning up the pressure on the U.S. Secret Service to move the Republican National Convention protest zone farther away from Fiserv Forum. Senator Ron Johnson on WYSN-TV's Up Front.
I'm concerned about outside agitators being bussed in and then being put in a protest zone, you know, literally right next to where convention goers are going to be passing by. That needs to be moved.
The Republican National Convention is July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Police Department has issued a traffic advisory for President Trump's rally tomorrow. A statement says there will be no full road closures, but there is a warning about potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. Doors for the event are at 11. The speech is expected at around 3. According to police, a peaceful protest is planned for Monument Square, though an alderman questioned how the police could ensure it would be peaceful. Businesses are remaining open during the event. Faulty equipment received by Racine will postpone the installation of temporary speed humps. They were supposed to go in now on Republic Avenue and Lutke Ave. The city says a product defect is causing a delay. However, it's noted that the city won't incur any additional costs. The new speed humps installation date isn't known yet, but temporary humps are up in the area. The speed reduction tools are already installed on Lathrop Avenue, Island Park, and 19th Street. The beaches are looking good. It's all green lights on the websites run by Racine and Kenosha counties that list the beach conditions. North Beach and Zoo Beach are testing clean, as are almost everyone in western Kenosha County. There is a caution on Lake Shangri-La. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81. Right now, it's 93.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're. Well, they've got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's
for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Kurt Vollman has the week off. I'm Chris Morrow filling in. I got to bring it back to the 60s, the summer of love, hanging out in San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear.
Come on.
Sometime this summer, doing the songs of CCR. There they are, Who Will Stop the Rain, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time to climb in the car and chase down old lady.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Lady from Pasadena, Jan and Dean, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN, Chris Morrowind for Kurt Bowman. Gonna turn it up with Skinner.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Sweet Home, Alabama. It's Skinner this afternoon, and Chris Morrow sitting in for Kurt Vollman. He's off on a cruise this week. Did you see the Lighthouse Run yesterday? Great turnout once again for the Racine YMCA's Lighthouse Run. Made it all the way up to Festival Park to wrap things up. If you participated, congratulations. If you saw it, it's kind of fun to see, isn't it? They'll do it again next year, and we'll keep you posted on plans for it as well. On the way, we will continue to rock our way through with more timeless hits and get an update on local news, too. It's all on the way from WRJN.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN.
Baby love.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Another day, another night, I long.